We've ever heard.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
I'm radio.
CFIC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
And welcome back, everybody. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca for those of you listening in through the web. It is the 10 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario, and we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. I'm very excited. This is one of my last episodes of the school year before I go on summer hiatus. So I actually have one for you that's been sitting in my docket for about 8 months, or actually almost a year, maybe, because I started prepping this in the beginning of the summer last year and then kind of just forgot about it, got away from myself and was doing other things. And then by the time I came to revisit it, I needed to be updated and it was just a whole big thing, but now we're coming back with songs on here that are actually now new again, like the artist released new music, which I'm excited for. I've been listening to it all morning, and I'm actually wearing my Soft Cult shirt in honor of it. We're going to be doing Dreamy Distortion and Grunge Gaze. Now, controversial maybe, but this is all newer artists, as in like 2010s and up, so I don't have any of like the 2000s shoegaze in here, but that's specifically because I want to highlight newer artists in the scene. I want to highlight some of the artists that I've been listening to for a little while now, and there's a few Canadian groups in here that might be touring, that might have live gigs in and around Kingston, Toronto, and Montreal. So it's just a little way of being like, okay, here is new music that you can discover, and there's more of a chance that they're gonna release new music rather than if we think about like a Mazzy Star. Like, I doubt that Mazzy Star, I mean, knock on wood, I would love if Mazzy Star put out an album anytime soon, but I doubt it. Like, it doesn't seem very likely. So you have a better chance with some of these bands. We're going to kick things off with Soft Cult, because I love them. I saw them live last summer, and I plan to see them live again if I can. They put on a really great show. It's two siblings that do it, and they're just like, they have an immaculate stage presence. They sound better live, which is what you always want to hear. You never want a band that sounds better on their studio tracks, because it just doesn't, like, unless they have a really good stage presence and it kind of makes up for it, then it's kind of disappointing in a way. But they have an amazing stage presence and they sound better live. And they do a lot of really good crowd work, a lot of good, like, spoken segments, I guess you would say, in between their songs. And then another Canadian group that I want to highlight that I love, and I've played them on the show a couple of times. I actually wanted to see them live when I was home over reading, or was it? It was either reading break or it was winter break. There was a massive snowstorm, and it would have, like, the subway and the transit was just like defunct in Toronto. People were freaking out. I think it was in February. And so, unfortunately, I wasn't able to go, but they're playing a couple gigs in Toronto this summer, so I'm definitely going to try and see them live. I feel like they would have a really good stage presence, and I love all their music. I think the first song that I ever played by them, both to myself and on the show live, was off of the same album, Embody, and I think I played it for my Buffy the Vampire Slayer-inspired The Bronze episode, because this is a very The Bronze-coded song. For anybody who's watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer and knows, like, the sort of 90s distortion grungy sound. I mean, I guess this is like the epitome of this episode, but I think that if Kingston had a bronze club, which, fun fact, when I was applying to Queens, I was like, wouldn't it be so cool if they had this? And then all of the bars here sucked. Apologies to anybody if you enjoy the bars in Kingston. Like, there's just nothing. I think my university experience was founded off of all of these TV shows and movies that I watched from the 90s. And I was like, they're going to have these cool clubs and like, and there's going to be live music all the time. And they're going to have like the, you know, the big thing with the Bronze is that they were a cafe too. So like all the high school students would hang out there and they'd get coffee and watch the shows. I severely overestimated the remnants of 90s culture 25, 30 years later. So that's on me. But if Kingston had a cool club, then Basement Revolver would play it. I guess our equivalent would be Mansion, which is all right. And then after that, I'm going to play a song by a newer group that I discovered. I believe they're out of Texas. This is one of the two singles that's currently released. It's called Bruja, and that's from January 11th of this year. So, I don't know. I really have been enjoying their releases. I caught their first release, Punish, last year, a couple months after it came out. It came out in April. And I'm looking forward to hopefully... yeah, they're from Houston, Texas. Hopefully, hearing more from them, maybe an EP, maybe an album, question mark, some more singles. It seems that they're taking their time with releases, which for smaller independent bands is pretty characteristic. You don't have all the time in the world to be in the studio. A lot of times you're working other jobs outside of your music. And the live portion of independent music is so, so important. That's where you make your money and that's where you build those connections with fans. So I definitely hope that they continue to go to the studio, but I definitely understand that the process takes time. But without further ado, we're going to kick things off with Soft Cult and Spiraling Out. This is a classic. I'll have another newer, I guess it would be a remix by them, coming up later in the episode, so stay tuned for that if you enjoyed this track. And then we're going to go into Dissolve by Basement Revolver and Bruja by Tincture right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to die.
And welcome back. You just finished listening to Tincture with Bruja. Before that, we had Dissolve by Basement Revolver. And to start things off, I would say one of the more popular Canadian grunge gaze, shoegaze bands, Soft Cult, with Spiraling Out. We're going to move into the next few songs of the hour, and I'm going to try my best not to be a chronic yapper because I do want to get through this entire set list. These are some of my favorite songs. I feel like alternative and grunge rock is the foundation of my music taste. Like, that's where I started. I mean, obviously, when I was a kid, I had pop and country and all of these other external influences. But my dad raised me on classic rock, and then he started to get me into grunge. So, you know, I would listen to the classic Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, Alice in Chains, Nirvana is up there. He introduced me to Hole. He introduced me to a bunch of other ones. And then from there, I kind of stemmed out. I started diving into their discographies more deeply, past their biggest album of the 90s, and basically discovering the breadth of the Seattle scene, but then how that expanded post 90s, especially with Nirvana being so popular and bringing grunge to the forefront of popular music at the time. So I definitely would say that my music taste is my self-discovery in music started in alternative music. So there's always a soft spot in my heart for it. And this is the perfect sort of, I want to say the pinnacle of that discovery, is finding something that is so close to that thing that I was raised on, but it's my own. Soft Cult, I discovered them a while ago, an alternative band. Them and the Pretty Reckless were the first alternative, and they were just so unmistakably them speaking out about different issues. Probably frustrated because I definitely school him in music every time I talk to him. Because I'll play a song and he'd be like, "What is this?" And I'm like, "It's Silverchair off of their Freak Show album." And he was like, "Oh, I only like the Tomorrow song, whatever." He's like, "I don't understand why you're..." And I'm like, "It's just because he listened to what was on the radio and what his friends showed him." But I think it's funny that now I can go through and give him all of this trivia, because he was one of those dads where in the car he would be like, "What song is this?" And cover the stereo and be like, "What song is this? Who's singing? What year was it released? What album is it off of?" So now I can do that to him, but with the more obscure tracks, and it's really funny. It's funny to me. But coming up next, we're going to get into things with Soft Blue Shimmer. This is another newer band. They're from California, and this song specifically is off of their Love Lives in the Body album from 2022. This is more of a grunge gaze album. I listened to their new album because they do have one that came out not too long ago, in February, and it's a little bit more electronic. I do really like it. I do recommend it, but it's not the more grunge gaze distortion that we're going for today. So I'm deferring to one of their older tracks. After that, we have Crush with two U's. And this is, I believe, a Manchester-based band. It's just so perfectly, my go-to word for any time I'm describing music that I don't have a specific term to describe how good it is crunchy. I feel I can chew on this track. There's so many layers to it. I don't know. It's a delicious track. And then after that, we are going to finish that set off with High Period. With Pain Box. This was released also in 2022. Oh, sorry. This track, originally the single was released in 2022, but it has since then been put on their album from January, Come Back Down. So I guess a mix of new and old. Technically it's 3 years old, but also technically it was released a couple months ago. So do with that what you will. But without further ado, we're going to kick things off with Soft Blue Shimmer and Memory / Fantasy right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
And welcome back. You just finished listening to Pain Box by High. Before that, we had False Start by Crush with two U's. And at the very top of that set, Soft Blue Shimmer with their track Memory / Fantasy. Right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. I hope you've been enjoying today's episode. We've been doing Dreamy Distortion, primarily Grunge Gaze. It's been a little bit all over. I've tried to keep it more general without diving too deep into pure grunge or like stoner rock, psych rock. And I hope you think I've been doing a good job. I hope that you walk away from this episode with some new music to check out. That being said, I'm going to get into the next few tracks because, again, I want to make sure that I can get into as much of this music as possible, but also I know that eventually I'm going to yap at some point or another, so making room for that. The first track that I have for you is Escondidos by Heavy Dive. This is a group out of Calgary. It's, I believe, a group of brothers who were originally from Colombia and then moved to Calgary. So I think this is like a really cool, interesting way to bridge those identities and pull it together. They have a couple, other albums and singles. Their album is Foreign Patterns in 2024, which is what this track is off of. So newer. And they have a pretty solid discography. I've dived into them a little bit throughout the past year or so when I started putting this episode together, which if you weren't here in the first little talk segment, I have actually been planning this episode since the beginning of summer last year when I got my Soft Cult tickets because I've played them on the show before, but I wanted to do like a deep dive into grunge gaze and distortion. And then it took me almost a year to come back to it because by the time I got to the end of the summer, I kind of pushed it aside and then some of the new tracks weren't new anymore, so I'd have to like go and find other ones, and it was just a whole thing. And I figured since we're getting into the last few episodes of the term before I go on summer hiatus again, I would get into it because why waste a perfectly good episode concept or push it even further? And then after that, we have Future Heaven with Tired Eyes. Future Heaven is a group from Sydney, Australia. They lean a little bit more to the shoegaze than the grunge gaze end. And this track is off of their newest EP, Forgetting Who You Once Were, which released in February of this year, end of February, so relatively new. And then finally, we have one more Canadian with Thermal. This is off of the Plaster Girl EP in 2023. I think when I was putting together my Buffy the Vampire Slayer inspired episode about the Bronze, I had a Thermal track on there, or I was like considering putting a Thermal track on there because at that point I was still in my first run of the show and I was putting together like playlists around the concepts of like an extended version before I realized that I could just do two parts. Anyhow, they're Toronto based and they haven't released anything since 2024. They have a couple singles out from the middle of the year, latest being August. So hopefully new music soon. I did love this EP that they put out. But without further ado, Escondidos by Heavy Dive, right here on The Mood with May. We'll be right back. And that was Thermal with Silver. Before that, we had Future Heaven and Tired Eyes. And at the very tippity-toppity of that set, we had Escondidos by Heavy Dive right here on The Mood with Macy of RC 101.9 FM. We're getting into the last two songs. Oh my God, the last two songs of the day before we go to Madot with Alchemy. And she's doing a foreign language, Duolingo-inspired episode, which I'm very excited for. But before we get into that, I have two more for you. We're going to start things off with Keep. This is one of the artists off of the original playlist that I put together for this episode a year ago. But this is a new single by them released April 23rd, so today, which is crazy. The stars really lined up for this one. It's entitled Her to Fly, and Keep is a group, I believe, out of LA or Brooklyn, somewhere in the States, and they have an album or an EP entitled Almost Static coming out May 30th. So if you enjoy this track, and if you've enjoyed this episode so far, definitely check them out. And then we're going to finish things off with that promised Soft Cult remix. This is Trixie, Soft Cult, and What's a Heart with Realize Remix. And this was released in the end of January, so still kind of new. And hopefully next time I talk about Soft Cult on the air, I will have seen them again a second time. But without further ado, kicking things off with Her to Fly by Keep right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Black Era,
and you're listening to
CFRC Radio in Kingston, Canada.
In Tudor, alert. Snotty nose rest kids detected.
One minute till self-destruction.
Spring Reverb returns.